What really makes a community feel alive? I mean, beyond just the roads and the buildings, is it, how easy it is to get around? Or maybe it's seeing people out, using parks, neighbors actually connecting. These aren't just nice thoughts, right? They're really about how life feels day to day, right where you live. Today, we're going to dig into something pretty interesting happening right here in our area in La Porte, Texas. The city's starting this big journey to kind of rethink its downtown core. We've looked through city documents, study guides, news updates. It's all about this thing called the La Porte Livable Centers Study. So our goal here is to unpack what this plan is really about, how it aims to change things in a specific part of La Porte, what it could mean for you, and how it ties into this whole idea of taking local action right here in Deer Park, La Porte, and Pasadena.
Exactly. And it's not just about the technical details, the urban planning stuff. It's about why it matters. You know, how could this actually make daily life better for people living there? What's the vision for La Porte's future that this study paints? And crucially, how does community input, people like you, shape the outcome? Understanding this kind of local effort can give you ideas for your own community, too.
Okay, so let's get into that vision. The main goal, the big picture for this Livable Center study, seems to be about fundamentally reimagining La Porte's central area. They talk about transforming key spots into dynamic, mixed-use areas that are safe, accessible, and future-ready. Sounds ambitious, like building a new foundation almost.
It is ambitious, but in a really positive way. When they say more connected, walkable, and vibrant community, that's not just buzzwords. It's about real foundational changes. Think about what walkable truly means. It's not just sidewalks, right? It's having places you want to walk to, feeling safe doing it, maybe some shade trees, interesting things to see. It's about making the city work better for people in the long run.
Yeah, and there's a quote here that really seems to capture that. It's from Ryan Schvitlock, La Porte's Planning and Development Director. He says the aim is creating a place where people can live, work, and enjoy life without having to rely solely on their cars. That really hits home, doesn't it? Focusing on people, not just vehicles. What does that practically mean for someone's daily routine?
Well, think about the freedom in that. Imagine not having to jump in the car for every little thing, grabbing milk, heading to a cafe, maybe even a doctor's visit. It means less traffic hassle, maybe saving on gas, more chances to bump into neighbors. It could genuinely mean less stress, maybe a bit more exercise built into your day naturally. And another key piece here is the collaboration. This study is funded in partnership with the Houston-Galveston Area Council. HGAC.
Ah, okay. So it's not just La Porte acting alone.
Right. That partnership signals it's part of a bigger regional focus on making communities more livable and sustainable across the whole Houston-Galveston area. There's broader support behind it.
Gotcha. So let's map this out for folks listening, especially if you're in or near La Porte. Where exactly are they focusing? The study mentions about 2 square miles. It's roughly the area between State Highway 146 and South Blackwell Street. So a pretty defined zone they're targeting for this transformation.
Exactly. A focused area.
And within that zone, they're zeroing in on some key streets, key corridors, they call them. Broadway Street, Main Street, and the Sylvan Beach Corridor.
Yeah, those are really the heart of that area, historically and currently.
Absolutely. If you know La Porte, those names mean something.
And that history is important here. The study actually talks about this area as once a thriving Gulf Coast destination. And while it's changed, it's kept that small town charm, but also shows real potential for economic revitalization. So the idea isn't to erase that history, you know? It's more about tapping into that charm, that character that's already there, and building on it to make it vibrant again, economically strong for the people who live and work there today.
Okay, so the vision is clear. More connected, walkable, less car dependent. But how do they actually make that happen? What are the specific strategies, the concrete steps La Porte is looking at?
Right, the how. So the study lays out a few key objectives. First up is expanding multimodal transportation options.
Multimodal, so like different ways to get around.
Exactly. More than just cars. Specifically, it means creating safer pedestrian and bike routes. And this isn't just, you know, painting a white line on the road. It's about designing streets and pathways so walking or biking feels genuinely safe and, frankly, pleasant. The real aim is to make it a practical choice, reducing that reliance on cars for every trip, making the area easier to navigate for everyone, whether you're driving, walking, biking, or maybe even using transit eventually. Think about kids biking safely, or maybe someone older walking comfortably to a shop. That's the goal.
That sounds like it could make a big difference, especially for certain groups. Maybe families with only one car, or younger people, or older residents.
Absolutely. Those groups often benefit the most immediately. It opens up access to jobs, shops, parks, things that might be harder to reach if driving is the only option. It gives people more independence. And that connects directly to the next big strategy, promoting mixed-use development and housing diversity.
Mixed use. So not just houses here, shops way over there.
Precisely. It's about blending things together, creating lively areas where you might have apartments above shops or offices near homes and parks. It fosters a different kind of environment.
LaPorte's already had success with things like Main Street Trade Days,
yeah,
right? Bringing people downtown. Does this mixed-use idea kind of build on that, make that buzz more permanent?
That's a great way to put it. Yeah, it takes that temporary energy from an event and tries to bake it into the everyday fabric of the place. Imagine living somewhere you could walk downstairs for coffee, stroll to a small grocery, maybe your workplace is just a short walk away. That integration is key, and it makes it easier to achieve better connections to public transit, local schools, and community assets. When things are closer together, accessing those essential services and places becomes much simpler for everyone. Less time commuting, more time living.
Makes sense. Okay, what about zoning updates? That sounds a bit technical, but why are changes to land use rules important for making places more walkable and people-friendly?
Zoning is basically the rule book for what can be built where. Current rules might strictly separate housing from businesses or require huge parking lots everywhere, which kind of pushes buildings apart and makes walking less practical or appealing. So updating the zoning based on what this study finds could allow for things like that shop on the ground floor of an apartment building or houses built closer together with wider sidewalks. It's about changing the rules to allow for the kind of integrated, walkable places they envision.
So it enables the vision, basically.
Exactly. It removes the legal barriers. And another important piece is how the study wants to strengthen ties between downtown LaPorte and Sylvan Beach. This isn't just about drawing lines on a map. It acknowledges that both areas are historically important and valuable for recreation. They want to make it feel like one connected experience, easy to get between them.
And they've already been doing work down at Sylvan Beach, haven't they? Like the pier reconstruction and other park improvements?
Yes, exactly. Those recent improvements at Sylvan Beach Park and things like the pier project before that, they show this isn't coming out of nowhere. It builds on existing efforts and investments.
Which leads to a good point. This study isn't happening in a vacuum. LaPorte has already put work in, laid some groundwork with these recent investments.
Absolutely. This study is smart because it leverages that momentum. You mentioned Sylvan Beach, but there's also the big $20 million historic Main Street project. These major projects create a synergy. The new study can build on them, make them even more effective, and show this is a consistent long-term commitment to improving the city's core.
And they're taking their time with the planning, too. The study's projected to take 18 months. That suggests a pretty thorough process, right? Not rushing things.
Definitely. It allows for proper analysis, planning, and importantly, for community feedback along the way.
Ah, yes, the community involvement. The documents say it plays a central role and is paramount. This seems critical, especially for our listeners in the area who want to, well, think and act locally.
Paramount is the right word. This is where the plan really connects with the people it's meant to serve. They're planning multiple ways for folks to get involved. We're talking public engagement events, regular meetings with a diverse advisory group, and really making an effort to hear from residents, business owners, and community leaders.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is to make sure the final recommendations truly reflect what the community needs and wants. That local knowledge is invaluable to make sure the plan works in reality, not just on paper.
Oh, okay, let's step back for a second. Thinking bigger picture, what does this whole effort, this Livable Centers study, really represent for LaPorte and maybe for other communities in our area looking on?
Well, the study itself says it's more than just a planning exercise. They frame it as an investment in LaPorte's future. And I think that's key. It's about carefully balancing, you know, honoring the city's history, that small town feel, while also preparing for future growth in a smart, sustainable way. It's about making LaPorte better for today and tomorrow.
It comes back to that Ryan Shitluck quote again, doesn't it? By thoughtfully aligning our infrastructure, land use, and transportation systems, we're setting the stage for a LaPorte that works better for everyone. That idea of aligning everything, infrastructure, land use, transport it, really highlights that holistic view they're taking.
It really does. It's not just fixing one thing in isolation. It's looking at how all the pieces fit together. And ultimately, the study emphasizes three core priorities for LaPorte's future. Walkability, access, and sustainability for generations to come. Those are the guiding stars, really. Building a community that's easy to get around, where everyone has access to what they need, and that's built to last.
So wrapping up our deep dive today, the LaPorte Livable Centers study looks like a really thorough, community-focused plan. It's aiming for a future LaPorte core that's more connected, easier to walk around, more vibrant. It really seems to show how local efforts with real resident input can lead to some potentially transformative changes.
And maybe that leaves you, our listener, thinking, especially if you're here in Deer Park, LaPorte, or Pasadena, how does hearing about a detailed plan like this make you look at your own neighborhood? You know, the streets, the parks, how easy or hard it is to get places without a car. What changes might you want to see for a more walkable, accessible, sustainable future right where you live? Your voice matters in these local conversations. And if you find these kinds of local deep dives valuable, if they help you think about improving your own community, please do consider supporting our work. You can find out how at thinkandactlocally.com/donate. Again, that's thinkandactlocally.com/donate, and we'll have the link right there in the show notes for you.